This is HPR episode 2872 entitled, Shoelace Tips. It is hosted by Mr. X, and is about 8 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, in this episode I give some shoelace tips.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience, and welcome to this podcast. I'd like to start, as usual, by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available to us all. HPR is a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. Just pick up a microphone and record something. I'm sure you must have something interesting we'd all like to hear. So, not to be out by Ken Fallon, I thought I'd just share this little tip with you. I came across a video a while ago on TED Talks. TED Talks, it's, what does it stand for? Technology, something. I can't even remember what TED stands for. But it's in a whole variety of topics. I'm sure an awful lot of you will be quite familiar with TED Talks. And it's a tip about tying your shoes. And I think part of the problem from my point of view, I think when I was younger, I kind of struggled with tying shoelaces. And part of that stems from the fact that I'm left-handed, and of course trying to show a left-handed person how to tie a knot could be difficult. I remember being in the Cubs and really struggled I managed to achieve the reef knot, and that was as much as I ever managed, and I always had to kind of reverse everything that they were doing, and I really struggled. So when I'm tying my laces, I think even to this day, I tend to, because I've watched my parents tying laces, I kind of tie the first bit of the knot. I think I've got it the wrong way round, and I have to swap my hands over to correct it. And so that's the first problem I have. Now, that's fine. That solves the problem, and that's absolutely okay. But the next point where you're forming the loops when you're tying your laces, it turns out that I was tying them incorrectly, but it turns out that this TED Talk shows that a great deal of people are also tying it incorrectly, and if you do that, then your laces are liable to come out, and it just drives you nuts, and particularly if you've got kind of new round laces sort of thing, they just don't hold. One of the ways you can tell if you're tying it incorrectly is once you've tied the knot, you know, you could tie it on a shoe without your foot in it, and if you pull the shoe up out in a part, as if you've got a foot in it, basically pull it out the way, basically either side, and the knot will tend to the loops of the knot will tend to, if it's tied incorrectly, the loops of the knot will tend to face the front of the shoe and the back of the shoe, so that the sharp ends of the the ends of the loop will be front and back. That's an indication you're tying it incorrectly. So when you form the loop, basically what I was doing wrong, it was only a small number of years ago that I discovered this. If you make the if you, you go over the loop, and so over the top of the loop, and then through it, if you do that, then that's what I tended to do. And as I say, the loops face forward and back. Now, if you do that again, and then you form the loop, rather than going over the top, if you go under, if you go in the opposite direction, round, and then through, and make the two loops. I'm just trying to do that right now. If you apply pressure to the shoe outwards, then the two loops ends point to the sides of the shoe rather than to the front and the back, basically. And if you do that, then they tend to stay in place. It makes a huge difference. Probably the best thing to do is to watch the video, which I'll link in the show notes. It's an excellent video. It's only a few minutes long, and over 6.5 million people have viewed that video. It's a smashing, cracking video. It really is. Of course, sometimes even that isn't good enough or convenient enough, because when we got a dog a few years back, you tend to find you're always taking shoes off and on, and it could be terrible weather, and you're kind of in a hurry to get them on and off, and they'll come loose and all this sort of stuff, and it can be like faff. It's more for speed, actually. So what you can get is you can get a lace which you just push the button and slide it up, and it just stays put. Now, I think there's umpteen companies do them, and they maybe don't lend themselves to every shoe style, but if you've got a pair of shoes that you're always taking off and on, then I would highly recommend them. They certainly work very well for me. For work shoes, I just use normal laces, but for most of my other shoes, I do wear these slip elasticated type laces. So I think that's about it. All you ever wanted to know about laces, but were afraid to ask. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that and wasn't too boring. If you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hbr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathbr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.